The week's cases for the week ending November 21st, 2025, by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Investigative delay provides strong justification for a pre-charging delay. This is a mammoth 111-page opinion on California due process rules applicable to pre-filing delays. This is not a federal or state speedy trial case such as CERNA 40 Cal 3rd 239, and Doggett 505 U.S. 647, which are post-filing cases. To get a hearing challenging a pre-filing delay, you must make an initial showing of actual prejudice, meaning you must show that the delay resulted in some damage to the defendant's ability to defend the charges at trial. If you do, then the DA must offer some justification for the delay. The trial court then weighs the prejudice against the DA's justification. If the prejudice outweighs the justification, the case is dismissed. If you show prejudice but the DA can't justify the delay, you win. See Nelson, 40 Cal 4, 1242. In this case, 24 years after the alleged murder, the DA revisited the case and did DNA testing. The results weren't conclusive but did add circumstantial evidence resulting in the DA filing. The defendant claimed that the delay prejudiced his defense. Two witnesses became unavailable. One died and the other could not recall the events. One of those witnesses had previously failed to identify the defendant in a lineup, and the other identified someone else. The trial judge dismissed, finding that the delay lacked justification because the DA could have performed the DNA testing earlier. The Court of Appeal majority reverses, saying that the trial judge erred in factoring in that DNA testing could have been done earlier. Claiming that this second guesses the DA's discretion. The Court of Appeal claims that there's such a thing as investigative delay, saying, investigative delay is not negligence and provides instead a strong justification for pre-charging delay, close quote. There's a dissent almost 30 pages long by Justice Kelly saying that the majority is wrong. It is well worth reading. I think that the majority is wrong because the delay before the DA decided to conduct DNA testing should be properly weighed in our favor. Peel versus McGinnis, D082909, 11-13-25, CA 4th Division 1. Police interrogation can start out non-custodial but turn custodial, requiring Miranda. Miranda, 384 U.S. 436 warnings, are only required for custodial interrogations. Saldana, 19 Calap 5th, 432 at 454. Saldana lists 13 factors in determining whether a police interview is custodial. Saldana at page 455. The police suspected this defendant of child sex abuse. They asked him to come into the police station, which he did. This factor weighs in favor of a finding that the interrogation was not custodial. But, quote, even where a suspect voluntarily goes to a police station for an interview, if once there the circumstances become such that a reasonable person would not feel free to leave, the interrogation can become custodial. Saldana at pages 455 to 456. An hour and a half interview ensued, the entirety of which the Court of Appeal says was not custodial. Then the police stopped having a conversation with the defendant and, quote, the sudden pointed accusations combined with a barrage of interrogation techniques and a series of confrontational monologues would lead a reasonable person to believe they could not simply end the interview and walk away, notwithstanding anything to the contrary said by the interrogators, close quote. The Court of Appeal discusses several standard police interrogation techniques that led the Court of Appeal to conclude that no reasonable person would feel free to leave. These included telling the defendant that the police knew that the defendant's denials were lies and that the issue was no longer whether he committed the crimes, but why. The officer minimized the moral seriousness of the crimes and suggested that the defendant would feel better if he confessed and offered a less morally culpable explanation. The Court of Appeal concludes that, quote, no reasonable person faced with Detective Long's sudden, lengthy, confrontational monologues at the beginning of the third part of the interrogation, which were rife with accusation and employed a barrage of interrogation techniques, would have felt that they could get up and walk away, close quote. The Court of Appeal finds the lack of Miranda warnings was prejudicial and reverses, saying, quote, we conclude the record before us presents a situation in which an interrogation was non-custodial at the outset, but eventually became custodial before Nava Ede admitted to engaging in sexual acts with one of the victims, close quote. People versus Nava Adame, G064663, issue 10-16-25, published 11-17-25, CA 4th Division 3. DUI is not always a lesser-included offense within manslaughter. Quote, when a defendant is found guilty of both a greater and a necessarily lesser-included offense arising out of the same act or course of conduct, the conviction of the lesser offense must be reversed. Close quote. Sanders, 55 Cal 4, 731 at 736. The defendant here was convicted of three counts of Penal Code Section 191.5A, gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, and one count of DUI causing injury, Vehicle Code Section 23153A and B. Cases have held that DUI causing injury is a lesser included offense within gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. See Blinkard, 155 Cal App 4th, 1143, Miranda, 21 Cal App 4th, 1464. But the convictions here were for four different victims. The 23153 conviction was for a different victim than the three manslaughter convictions. The defendant appeals, arguing that the 23153 is a lesser included offense within 191.5, even when the victim is different. So a conviction for 23153 is barred even if the victim wasn't killed. Nope. Quote, Vehicle Code Section 23153 is not a lesser included offense of Penal Code Section 191.5 Subdivision A when the offenses involve different victims. Close quote. Court of Appeal follows Machupa, 49 Cal App 5th, 393, which also says that 23153 isn't a lesser of manslaughter in this context. Note that there's a dissent in Machuca saying that there was only a single act of driving involved, which should bar multiple convictions. That would make 23153 a lesser of 191.5 in this context. Peel versus Damasceno, A170580, 11-12-25, CA 1st, Division 3.